This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
On Hope 1032, joining us, the CEO of Common Grace, Brooke Prentice. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Great to be here.
So tomorrow night, you're going to be holding the Change the Heart event. Can you just let us know what is going to be taking place there?
Yeah, so it's a moment for our nation to come together on the evening before January 26th. And it's a specific call to our nation to prayer from one of our most senior Aboriginal Christian leaders in all of Australia, Auntie Jean Phillips. And so with the support of myself as a younger Aboriginal Christian leader and Common Grace and ACCTV and wonderful radio partners like Hope FM, we're calling the nation together, to gather together, to be led by Aboriginal Christian leaders. That's a really unique opportunity. And for the listeners, if you've never met an Aboriginal Christian leader, this is your opportunity. And you'll see lots of us from all across these lands now called Australia, reaching out our hand in friendship, inviting non-Indigenous Australia to listen, to learn and to love on that evening before January 26th.
And why did it matter to you, and why does it matter to you so much to bring some of these Indigenous Christian leaders to the fore and really allow them to lead in this space and to also unify the country in prayer?
Well, as Aboriginal peoples, we are the world's oldest living continuing cultures, and that is a beautiful gift to these lands now called Australia and to the world. And the Creator placed us here as the first peoples, over 300 nations of peoples. And we've been part of God's story, and we still are today. But so many non-Indigenous Christians don't know the incredible Aboriginal Christian leaders of the present, but also of the past. And so Change the Heart this year, we tell the story of the last 10 years of Change the Heart, how the movement has grown, how non-Indigenous Christians do want to listen and learn and love their Aboriginal neighbour as themselves. But Aboriginal Christian leaders have been contributing to the fabric of this nation for so many decades, but so few people know them. So we're trying to amplify our voices, show our leadership, and show the beautiful friendship, faith and grace that we have to come together in love.
And how long has Christianity had a place in the heritage of our First Nations people?
Well, since the very beginning of colonisation, and sometimes that hasn't been a great history, and that's part of the truth-telling that is part of Change the Heart. But today, the beauty is that most Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are Christian. The last census, 54% identified as Christian, which is very similar to the non-Indigenous Christian population. But sadly, you won't often find us in the churches, and this is part of that call to listen and to learn, to break down the barriers of racism, of misunderstanding that exist and that we're faced with today. And so it's coming alongside and listening and learning and being with us.
Mm. So what are the things from Change the Heart, the discussions that will be had, the stories that will be told that you would really like people to listen to and hear that you do think are going to really help build a healthy Australia going forward?
Yes, yeah, so it's really that we must learn the true history of these lands now called Australia. We must face the injustices of the past that still affect our present. And whilst these are facing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, these are injustices in Australia, and that should be of a matter of concern for all Australians. And as Auntie Jean Phillips says, we need to build a better Australia for all Australians. And in the face of a global pandemic, things are so fractured and divided in our nation and in our world. So to have this call to come together, to see what happens when we come together in that one moment in unison, a spiritual moment for our nation, we're looking for these things. And seeing it's 10 years since this first started. 10 years ago, 7 people gathered to join Auntie Jean in prayer. And today we're in the tens of thousands. We'll be tuning in on Tuesday, tomorrow night.
And we can all be part of Change the Heart tomorrow night. How can we get involved?
Yeah, so Change the Heart will be broadcast online through television with ACCTV and through our radio partners, just like Hope FM. So people tune in at 7:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time and in your relevant local area in all across these lands now called Australia. So people can find out more by going to our website, commongrace.org.au, and following on social media at Common Grace AUS. and using the hashtag change the heart.
Brooke, thank you so much for your time today and for the work that you're doing as well. Really appreciate it and look forward to joining you tomorrow night.
That'll be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.